Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee. Today is Wednesday, June 26th, and the meeting is now convened at 8:55. Our secretary is not with us tonight, so I will call the roll. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
And I'm sorry, I didn't do the alphabetical order. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Okay. Sophia Juan Garza?
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Andrea Turner?
Here.
Marcel Reed? Kathy Davis? And I, Nia Bediaco, and we have a quorum of six. I sent out the proposed agenda, and we'll read it for those who are listening on the stream. And the first item is call to order and roll call, 1 minute. Excuse me. Approval of agenda, 3 minutes. Approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Reports from / on 4 working groups, 10 minutes each, totaling 40 minutes. New business, there are 4 items, 7 minutes each, totaling 28 minutes. And forgive me, I know you can hear on the stream, but a member is calling me. Hello, I was just reading the agenda. I was just reading the agenda. What do you need? I'm going to mute. Yes, that's it. Okay. Okay, bye. Okay, I apologize for the interruption. That was a board member trying to get on. It's number 5A, review of committee confidentiality agreement, referred back to us by the Pacifica National Board. B, creation of GM hire process. C, revision of ED and CFO job descriptions. And 5D, evaluation timelines for ED and CFO. 6, set next meeting date, 3 minutes. 7, review action items, 5 minutes. And 8, adjourn to executive session at 10 time certain. I just heard someone join. Who's that?
That's me.
Okay, it's Marcel Reed. She's now present. Thank you. Is there any amendment to the agenda? Okay. None. Would someone please move to approve the agenda?
This is Lydia. I move to...
Okay. This is Andrea. So move.
Okay. Andrea Turner moved to approve the agenda. Is there any objection to the approving? Okay. Hearing none. Thank you very much. The third item is approval of minutes. And since our secretary is not here, I would like to postpone that to the next meeting. So could I get unanimous consent on that? Okay. Hearing no objection. Item number 4 is reports from the 4 working groups. And I will start with the first one. Just 1 second. I have a large print here to accommodate my eyesight. The first working group is populated by Lydia Brazon and Kathy Davis, and that's to create a standardized self-evaluation for all levels of staff. So, Lydia, I think you're the only one here from your working group. Would you like to give a report?
Yeah, I have nothing to report. Kathy was going to do the first draft. She had some ideas of synthesizing the one as we reported last meeting of the one that the GM at FBAI uses for its staff evaluations, and the one that KPFK uses for self-evaluation, and she was going to synthesize the two. So I have not, to my knowledge, she hasn't produced it, or at least hasn't sent it to me.
Okay, thank you. The next one is by Marcel Reed and me, Nibetiako, and that's to collaborate with the Governance Committee to recreate and possibly redo the Foundation's organizational chart in compliance with the bylaws. And Marcel and I talked. Marcel, you want to give your brief report?
Absolutely. I have a copy of the original bylaws chart. Someone was good enough to send it to me. I've spoken to George Ryder and told him that once we have finished putting it together, we'd like the Governance Committee to review it. And he's agreed to have the Governance Committee or someone representing the Governance Committee take a look at it.
Wait, who did you say? I'm sorry, Marcel.
I spoke to George Ryder, chair of the Governance
Committee. Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. So it's a matter now that Marcel has gotten the original one, I guess our task now is to compare the original with what we were just sent to see if they deviate from the original, and hopefully there isn't too much deviation from that. As soon as Marcel gets that to me, then we will talk again. Right, Marcel?
Right.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got to say, like, just about every one that I know that's new, that is interested in running for the board, asks for this organizational chart. So the timing could not be more perfect to have it current.
And I have to give credit to Marcel. He has been beating this drum now for a year. So that's good. So now that we have what we need, then hopefully we can work on this pretty quickly and have something for our next meeting in July. Okay. For number three, is to look at process for determining merit raises and cost of living raises. And there it's Teresa Alley, Wesley Bethune, Kathy Davis, Lydia Verzon, including comparative analysis of union and non-union staff. And that was Wesley and Lydia Brazan only. So, and Lydia?
I think that all changed at some point. I didn't have that configuration. But anyway, I believe that Kathy is not involved in that. She wanted to do the evaluation for him. I could be wrong. I'm not at home yet. Look, but regardless, Teresa and I met. Wesley was not on the call. We did have a conference call and had some challenges trying to map things out as in terms of what I had envisioned. We have a couple of the union contracts and are still trying to figure out how to evaluate those metrics. So we'll try for another meeting and hopefully Wesley, and I'll call Kathy and see if she's interested in that portion. I think she was interested in the subject matter, but not necessarily in joining the working group. I think that changed, but I'll ask her again. And we did a free conference call since we use free conference call to have the meeting.
Okay. You, Lydia?
Wesley here.
Go ahead, Wesley.
I really want to compare the staff wages and benefits and duties with the other stations. However, staff has been ordered not to talk to me unless I go through the general manager, and the general manager is refusing my phone calls, emails, and even direct conversation with him. My questions are too tough, I think. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we can discuss the other half of that in executive session since it does address management. Okay, Wesley?
Thank you very much.
Discussion. Okay. The fifth and final group is ADA compliant, and that's Marcel Reed and Nia Bediako. We sent Arlene the information. I have not gotten a response. And Tracy, I know you said you promised to send something that you have. I didn't get it. I don't think Marcel got it either. So when you get a moment, if you could please send it to us.
Okay. I thought I already did so multiple times, but okay. We'll do.
Okay.
Sorry about
Thank
that.
You. Do you have anything to add to that, Marcel?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, moving right along, the new business, and first, the 5A, Review Committee Confidentiality Agreement, which was referred back to us by the Pacifica National Board. As you know, we had approved this, and it was the PNB for quite some time, and we finally got to it on the agenda, and they referred it back to us for consideration in order for us to answer the two questions. The first question was, what type of penalty should there be if one violates the confidentiality agreement? And there is a reference to the California Corporations Code. It just that I had surgery and I was not, I just wasn't remembering. And I sent you what the Foundation Council said, because it was actually an afterthought on my part after the committee had approved the confidentiality agreement to actually ask one of the questions that was asked of me, and you guys have that because I just need to think for a second. I was going to read it. But would this be considered attorney-client privilege? That just dawned on me now. Well, were he on the call, I would have asked him now, so I don't think we're violating anything. Does anybody have any objection to my saying what he said?
Well, this is Lydia.
Yes?
It's not an opinion about a particular individual. It's just a... of the form, right, for people to sign?
Yeah.
Oh, now there's an echo all of a sudden.
Well, someone came on. Who just joined?
That was me. I just came on.
Okay. Well, I it's not real.
Madam Chair. May I speak? I just think if you have questions about confidentiality, you may want to take it up in executive session and not on the live stream.
Okay. It's actually just answering my questions.
About the form, right? Just about the confidentiality form?
Yeah.
Okay, in my opinion, that's not confidential. It's not about a particular person or... contract or anything that falls under the CCB guidelines for executive session.
Right. Okay, so there is there an objection to my reading? I really don't see what, you know, it just popped into my head because I just thought of attorney. I don't see, there's nothing harmful here. What it says, oh, goodness. Where is this? Hold on. One second.
Andrea, are you on speaker or something? Because all of a sudden there's like this.
Yeah.
When you got on.
Maybe the phone is too close to something, but something went on.
If it's too close to the computer, it'll do that too.
Okay. What it says is that he thinks basically the agreement approved by the personnel committee looks pretty good. And he doesn't think that I need a reference to the California Corporations Code.
Um,
Okay. And he doesn't think that you need to put in... One second. And basically, we don't need to have any penalties in there. And
is that what he said?
That we don't need to have the penalties.
Is that what he said?
Yes. Yes. There would have to be some process by which an alleged breach could be reviewed, and some persons or group would have to be empowered to do so and determine penalties. I think that's too complicated and punitive, though maybe someone could come up with an acceptable methodology.
This is Lydia.
Yeah.
Yeah, my opinion is to follow Robert's rules. That gives us the option of censure. And
okay.
Censure gives the opportunity for both.
I can hardly hear Lydia. So it's almost like somebody's recording. I don't know. Go ahead, Lydia.
No, that happens if you're close to a computer or you're on speaker as well.
Oh, okay. Well, you sound better now. Go ahead, repeat.
Okay, so my opinion is to use the tools that Robert's Rules gives us, which is to censure, make a motion to censure. And you still have to do the same thing. You have to hear both sides of it, right, to determine whether there was really a violation and so forth. So I think the tool is already in Robert's Rules. That would be my recommendation. I think anything beyond that, we run into other issues. And I have to agree with what our attorney has recommended in terms of not developing anything that would require a more complex process.
Any other opinion? How about if I ask the attorney? Sophia, you're here. What do you think? Yeah, he was here.
I'm sorry, I was muted. My inclination is to go along with Andy's interpretation.
Okay.
The idea. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
Since my recollection of the discussion was that there were some people who wanted a provision that would allow for punishment of people who are. For non-board member misconduct, and I don't see that there needs to be a distinction between the two.
Right, your recollection is correct, and that's why I said, you know, although it was a little tongue-in-cheek, I said, what, 25 to life? Because I can't think of anything that you could possibly do. What do you do?
Well, I mean, I think the same thing, whatever can be done to a board member can be done to a non-board member as well. I don't think that, I'm not clear as to whether or not non-members are being asked to sign confidentiality agreements, and if then me that be put in place and that would bring under same
rule as the PN, as the directors and LSB members, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Any differing opinion from Lydia and Ifeu?
This is Lydia.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a differing opinion. My preference would be to go along with what our counsel said, but. And I said, if we needed something else, following Roberts is already there. We don't even have to reiterate that. But I do want to clarify that there are classes of membership here. So So the non-board members, which are not a separate class of members, so the two classes are staff and listener members, but the non-board members, if you're a board member, rather, there can be like a, there's a process for removing you from the LSC, there's a process from removing you from the PMB, if there are significant violations, not specific to confidentiality, it could just be a number of other things, which are not itemized, by the way. And so I think the issue was, what do you do to a listener member, since they don't sit on either of the boards, but they are allowed to sit on these committees, and they do sign confidentiality agreements. I don't know of any situation when they don't. And, you know, so what is the alternative there? Again, I still think that Roberts applies, even if they're not on a board, but that would just be my opinion. That was just to clarify.
Okay.
I think that was the concern, yeah, that, you know, with the others, you have an option of removal from the boards. With listener members, what do you do?
Well, there isn't really, well, like you said, you can apply Robert's rules. So what are you suggesting, Lydia? Although you said we don't need to put that in here, but
My suggestion is that we just follow Roberts, which offers you the ability to censure. I don't see why you would not be able to censure and announce it at a board meeting that so-and-so, even a listener member, you know, a censure vote was passed by the board to censure that person. If they're on the committee, I think that could, if they're a listener member and they're on a committee and they violate confidentiality, it seems to me the obvious thing would be for the group to vote them off.
Right.
And
right.
In that case, if it's an LSB listener member, then the LSB could vote to do so. So that seems obvious. I don't think that there's anything else you can do.
Okay. So do you want to move to just reapprove this now and send it back as is?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I'd like to hear from other people.
Other people?
I mean, because I mean, I don't know. Did everybody else? I'd like to hear if other people heard that was the objection. I don't know. I didn't even understand why they were objecting. Was it specifically for the listener members that are not board members?
That is correct. It's LSB management search. That's a confidentiality agreement for people, you know, who are non-board members. Yes, for non-board members.
Okay, then I think that would be my recommendation, that in such a case, it would be referred to the judgment of the LSB to proceed as they see fit. Up to...
Add this to this confidentiality agreement?
Yeah, I think so. Up to removal from the committee they sit on. Like, we're not prescribing what the punishment as such. I hate to even use that word, it's too ridiculous. But anyway, what the result would be. But I'm just saying that it goes back to the LSB. It's their committee. I mean, all search committees are their committees, so they can determine, they can have a hearing, and it can be up to the point of removal from that committee if after the fair hearing, you know, you follow the same language that you always do. I'm just walking in. I can dig up the kind of language that we have in a number of instances throughout the bylaws.
Okay, well, if you could do that, because when I asked them the question, what I came up with was, I agree and fully acknowledge that violating the terms of this agreement may result in my being removed from the MSC or barred from any further participation in future confidential committee work, and further, that if it is determined that I have violated the terms of this agreement, I may be held personally liable for damages, but I think that's a bit much. I think this is going beyond what you're saying. So maybe we should. How about if we go on to the next thing, Lydia, while you look at what I had sent to them. I mean, all of you got it, and you might just want to modify.
Right, but when did you send it? I mean, you know, we get thousands of emails, so give us a...
Sure, I sent it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Today.
I didn't see it today.
No, today is...
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, I sent it on Wednesday, June 20th at 11:04 p.m., a week ago.
Okay, I'm going to change phones, so...
Okay.
Okay,
so we'll come back to that. The next thing is the creation of a GM hire process. Excuse me. That I did, and I simply tweaked the PG hire process that was approved, and that, too, should be part of your June 20th. Wait a minute. Nope. That was yesterday. So go to I printed out hard copies just so I could read them in large print, and now I'm a little confused here. Forgive me. Where in the world is that? Who's by his or her computer? Anybody by their computer? Sorry, I just got a little... I printed it now, I can't find it. Okay. This I sent yesterday, or this morning, rather.
What is it you're looking for? Now I'm back on.
Yeah, I'm looking for... I was going through the draft GM process, but if you have yourself situated, do you want to finish working? We'll take a look at the language, and we'll just finish that up quick so we don't have to go back and forth. You want to do that?
Well, are you talking to Lydia?
Lydia, yes.
But what are you discussing? When I got off the phone, I was going to look up the confidentiality agreement. Are you on something else now?
Yeah, I was going to go on to the GM search, but now that you're there, we can remain with the confidentiality agreement discussion. So, do you have it?
Well, hold on a second. I just clicked open 620.
Yeah, 620.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one I have.
The purpose.
At 11:04 p.m.
I found Andy's opinion. Uh-huh. And then, so what am I looking for now, the draft confidentiality agreement?
What I was suggesting that attached to that is my question to him. Do you see in the quotation?
No.
That one came from me to Andy. It says, I agree and fully acknowledge that violating the terms of this agreement...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that
so
what you want me to read?
Yeah, so what I was suggesting that part of what you said is already there. Do you want to just add the Roberts Rules language to, let's say, the end of, it would be a new sentence?
No. Wait, let me see. If it's already there, why are we redoing something?
The Roberts Rules language isn't there.
It doesn't have to be. If you already... Hold on a second. What you damage... I may be held personally liable for any damages awarded in subsequent litigation or any legal proceedings wherein it is found that due to my violative actions, harm has been done to any aggrieved parties or to the Pacifica Foundation as determined in a court of law. First of all, I don't think that's accurate.
You don't think what's accurate?
I don't know if that's accurate. I mean, But it doesn't matter. I wouldn't support that language. Where
that's
did you
my
get
point.
This language?
That's why, hold on a second. That's why I said, the first part says, I agree fully and acknowledge that violating the terms of this agreement may result in my being removed from the MSC or barred from any further participation in future confidential committee work, right?
Yeah.
Further that, if it is determined that I have violated the terms of this agreement, I may be held personally liable or accountable, whatever. Based, I'm thinking maybe you could put based on Robert's rules, whatever. Strike the rest of that and put in your language about Robert's rules.
No, you don't need your language about Robert's rules.
Okay.
I would object to that. It already says what it says. I didn't know that we had language. I thought this wasn't included in the motion, right, that we sent?
No.
This was the part you left out.
This is an afterthought for me. After we had approved it, I wrote this to Andy.
I see. Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't go. I would say. I mean, we could. The committee can vote. I think our motion is fine the way it is. But if the full board decides they want to amend something, then I would say this would be as far as we would go. This would be. What it would be is that they wouldn't be able to participate in future, in current or future committee work. I do think it's serious, so I think, you know, you could put that in, but I do go along with Andy's position first.
Okay. So your motion is to truncate that where it says barred from any further participation in further confidential committee work. Period, and strike the rest of that.
Yes.
Okay. All righty.
Because I don't think the rest is necessarily accurate, because the point is, after, you know, the lawsuits back in the day, we came up with these bylaws, members were given a higher status, as it were. They just weren't donors. They were a class of members that elect, their membership and so forth. And to whatever degree... If they perform something in the course of, you know, doing whatever, right, and if what they violate is not deemed to be something that would hurt the foundation, I mean, depending on what you leak, then the foundation's insurance might have to cover it anyway. I don't know. So I wouldn't want to go there. It's too complicated.
Okay. So we could amend this. If what I'll do is I'll just have this language. First of all, does anybody object to this being an amendment to what was already approved? Okay. I hear no objection. So that could be our last paragraph on the agreement, if necessary. Okay, so when I resend this tonight to Summer, first of all, now that we have that amendment, there's no objection. Is there any objection to the original agreement as amended?
This is Lydia.
Yes?
But I think that the determination, it doesn't say who makes that determination to kick them off. And I think that it has to be determined ultimately by the board, not by the committee, because the committee is only a fraction of the board, so it has to be by the full LSB in that instance.
Okay. So I agree and fully acknowledge that violating the terms of this agreement may result in my being removed from the management search committee are barred from any by the local station board. How about that? After committee
That's
work?
That's correct.
By the local station board, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll be this. So... let me just say, so if Teresa has to take the minutes from here...
I was just going to type it up for her.
Okay, good. Okay. Thank you, Lydia. And then if you send it to me, I'll send it on to Summer, Bill, and Athea. there's no objection to the agreement as it was, making the last paragraph is less that was amended to this motion, correct?
In typing it up, it will instead read, I agree and fully acknowledge that violating the terms of this agreement may result in my being removed by the local station board from the MSC, blah, 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 from the MSC or barred from any further participation in future confidentiality committee work.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. Thank you very much for that. The next item is the creation of a GM hire process. And as I began a few minutes ago saying that I simply tweaked as a draft, I didn't put draft on it, but it is a draft, the PD search committee for the GM search. Not PD search, the PD search process for the GM search process. I'm sorry about that. I'm getting a little tongue-tied. So I will read what I have. Who else is by his or her computer? Well, there are only her females here. Anyone? Okay. What it says is Pacifica Foundation General Manager Search Process. Whereas Article 7... Local Station Board, Section 3, Specific Powers and Duties, Section E of the bylaws reads, quote, to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of general manager of its prospective radio station, from which pool of approved candidates the executive director shall hire the station's general manager. The LSB may appoint a special subcommittee for this purpose, end quote. Be it hereby resolved that the following steps shall be taken in sequence in order to conduct an approved search for a candidate to fill an open position. All references below to quote-unquote national office specifically indicate the National Human Resources Worker, if one is in place, or if not, the Executive Director. 1. Where an LSB creates a search subcommittee, the LSB shall specify in the motion that creates it which of the procedures it intends to delegate. Such a subcommittee shall include a minimum of 7 and a maximum of 11 members consisting of LSB members, including paid and non-paid staff members, and may also include non-LSB listener members and non-LSB staff members. Names, email addresses, and phone numbers of all subcommittee members shall be sent to the national office. 2. The PNB Personnel Committee shall provide a copy of the job description, candidate evaluation criteria, and for non-LSB members of a created subcommittee, a confidentiality agreement to be executed by the subcommittee's second meeting. 3. The LSB or its subcommittee shall arrange through the National Office the publication of an ad in venues reaching diverse committees per FCC and EEO guidelines, and the ad shall be placed within 7 days of the request. The ad budget shall be set by the GM and LSB. In addition, an ad shall be posted at the station's premises, on its website and airwaves, and in its e-newsletter or other publications. Application period shall be 30 to 45 days, and applications shall be submitted to a central location in the national office and then distributed in their entirety via email to the LSB or its subcommittee and the executive director. 4. The LSB or its subcommittee shall create a timeline not to exceed 6 months to complete its work, including meetings, rankings, interviews, and reports at each LSB meeting. The timeline shall include a meeting at which the LSB or subcommittee shall receive training from the national office on laws and rules concerning the hiring process. The LSB or subcommittee may or may not arrange a meeting of the qualified candidate finalists with the paid and unpaid staff. 5. All LSB or subcommittee meetings regarding the hiring process shall be noticed to the public and held according to the open meeting provisions of the Pacifica bylaws. 6. To assure equal treatment of all candidates, each interview round shall be conducted by the same method, in parentheses, example, phone, in person, etc., close parenthesis. 7. LSV or its subcommittee shall formulate a list of standard interview questions for all candidates. 8. The LSV or its subcommittee shall decide on its pool, 3 to 5, and rankings of recommended candidates using STV voting, with LSV or subcommittee members strongly encouraged to write a brief explanation of their votes. 9. If, as the 6-month mark of the subcommittee's existence approaches, it appears that the subcommittee will not complete its work, the LSV may reaffirm the subcommittee and extend its term or reconstitute using the same process articulated in number 1 above. 10. In the case of the search subcommittee, it shall write a final public report explaining the process it went through in its search and recommendations, and shall also submit a confidential appendix to the LSV containing the names and rankings of its recommended pool members, 3 to 5, along with any explanations written by subcommittee members of their votes. 11. If no subcommittee is created, LSV shall prepare a public report as described in paragraph 10 above and a confidential appendix to the ED containing the names and rankings of its recommended pool, 3 to 5, along with any explanations written by LSV members of their votes. 12. If the selection is made by a subcommittee, the LSV shall, in executive session, discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the subcommittee, or may revisit the pool of qualified candidates or review the process. And finally, 13, as per Article 7, Section 3B of the Pacifica Bylaws, the executive director shall make the final decision regarding which individual from the pool shall be offered the position. Said decision shall be made and reported to the LSV within a month of receipt of the LSV's recommendation. So if it sounds familiar, it should, because it mirrors in the program director search process. So, is everybody there? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay. It's a lot to digest unless you're looking at it, which I am.
Okay. So
this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
So an issue has been raised, and that director can express it herself, but it has also been raised here in relation to PD search, I think, and has been raised from time to time. Whether when the bylaws speaks about using STV for an election, is that same process be required for hire? And it is, in my opinion, a question for HR, because I do not believe that a hire is the same thing as an election, which doesn't mean it can't serve the same purpose, but you achieve different things with STV is designed for a certain outcome, and a hire is designed for a separate outcome. But it's something that I think needs to be addressed, and I think it should be done with professional opinion, because it has come up many times, not just recently.
But if you're ranking, what method would you use? That would be, you'd have to use STV.
No, you don't have to use STV.
No, you don't.
How else? Okay.
So, and we haven't, you know, here we have not used STV to rank.
No.
So,
and we haven't either.
Yeah. Just ranking your first, second, and third choice doesn't mean it's STV. You don't cancel out votes and carry it forward for those that don't rank at all. You keep all of your rankings. You just put a number by each one. That's not STV. So, anyway, so I think that's a question. So I don't think we can approve this tonight. But that would be my one concern. But there may be others as we progress.
I'm trying to think. I don't recall right offhand if somehow this is sticking out in my mind for the bylaws, and all of a sudden I'm just pulling a blank on this. But I thought as long as, like I said, your ranking, that you have to use FDB.
Yes, but it's specific to elections.
Elections.
I mean, I can't imagine that a professional HR person would recommend STB for a hire process, but you never know.
What are you saying, Andrea?
It's a question that we can be circular about, but I think it requires a formal query, but I don't even have...
Okay.
The other side of it. One side of it is clear. The bylaw says about elections, right? We proceed with it. And then, not inconsistent, could apply to a high, but your whole announcement. So, how I put that into words, I'm not prepared to articulate it, but I could probably come up with it by tomorrow.
Okay. And I can certainly ask the HR person. I'll get the name from Arlene. For the person at Durham Manuel, and that could be a question.
It needs to be in writing, and I think the question that we ask should be to the whole committee as well. I'm really adamant about the nature of the question. Otherwise, the response is empty, which is why it was valuable when you asked Andy. We saw the question, so same thing here.
So, okay. So exactly what are you saying? I hear you saying to for some reason I really can't hear. It's like I can't hear clearly.
I'm saying a written question to HR with both presenting both sides. We had one side aptly articulated by one of our members. I think that suffices for the one side, unless that person chooses to add more. And I would like to submit the other side of the argument.
Okay. So do you want to send that to the committee?
No, I think we could send it to you.
Okay. All right. And when will you do that?
I'll do it sometime this week. I'll try to do it tomorrow.
Okay. So is there any objection to postponing this until our next meeting? By then, I should have an answer from Durham Manuel. Okay. Hearing none. Now, we... I don't want to lose track of the time. What time is it? At 7 o'clock sharp, we go to the executive session. Okay, it's 9:33. Now, the revision of ED and CFO job description, I just put this here. We obviously can't work on this tonight. What I'd like to suggest is that we have a working group of a few people to come up with these and then report to the committee in July. Is that acceptable to everyone?
Yes. Yes.
Who would like to volunteer? Any volunteers?
What is this for?
This is to create CFO and ED job descriptions. Bill Crozier in 2010 wanted to do this, but there just wasn't enough time, and last year there wasn't enough time. So the working group, I will volunteer. Anybody else wants to keep me company on this?
Okay, I will... reluctantly volunteer.
Okay.
Can we look at some previous ones or previously proposed ones? Do we have any record of that?
Yes. I will send you what I have.
Okay, because I have some, too, from before. We can see how they've evolved and so forth. That might be helpful and see if something gets lost in those revisions, which happens from time to time.
Right. Okay, great. So that's Lydia and Nia for the working group. That working group for the purpose of our secretary is a revision of ED and CFO job descriptions. The last item in number 5 is the evaluation timeline for ED and CFO. Does everyone have that? When did I send this? I sent this. I think I sent that early this morning. Might be early this morning. Does everyone have it? Okay. Is everyone there? Lydia?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's by a computer aside from Lydia?
Okay.
Okay.
You
please tell me, Lydia?
Yeah, I'm not Nia. But.
No problem. Lydia, could you please just help out my eyes and read the ED?
Yeah.
The recommended ED.
Yeah. You think it was... I don't have anything from... Oh, you know what? I know. What time do you think you... No, I'm connected. I don't see anything.
Okay, let me just go to my...
The last thing I have from you was from 9:11 p.m., I think. I'll sort another way, but...
Okay, no problem. I sent that...
Does it say... Oh, personnel committee... No, that's executive session. Never mind.
No, it should... I sincerely apologize, folks, because I printed the last...
Well, what is it I'm looking for?
You're looking for the proposed timeline for the ED and CFO evaluation.
Oh, that's what I thought, but did you put that in the subject matter? Because I don't see anything. What I see is PM, just what we already just discussed. No, I don't have anything.
Okay, I'll tell you where it is. Somebody who knows how to sing a song. In the meantime, where the heck is it?
Well, look in your send, because maybe it didn't go through, or your draft, or something.
Oh Lord, I hope not.
Did anybody else remember seeing anything about the timeline?
Is anybody else there? Is everybody there?
I'm here.
Okay. I will find. Okay. It was sent this morning at 12:10 a.m. And the subject is it's part of a draft agenda, and there are 3 attachments.
Oh, I think I just passed that one.
Yeah, that's the one you had opened with the draft GM search process.
Uh huh.
Okay. Sorry about that, folks.
Well, yeah, except now I have to find it again.
Okay. It's okay. In the meantime, I'll read it.
Okay.
What it says is a proposed timeline for 2012 ED evaluation process. And by the way, they are both the same because their contracts expire November 30th, and the evaluations need to be done before that. So that's why we're working on somewhat of a tight timeline here. It's not like last year. Now, it says, note that survey dates would also apply to the ED's self-evaluation. 1, personnel committee approval of survey. I have here July 25th. 2, P&B approval of survey. And that approved on the 8-9 conference call. The surveys will be sent out, approved on the August 9th conference call. The surveys will be sent out August 24th to be returned September 9th. And then, number 3, personnel committee analysis of data and report creation would be 9:16. Number 4, personnel committee meeting with ED to discuss her response, 9:26. And number 5, PMB meeting to discuss committee report and ED's response. And like I said, they're both the same for the CFO and the executive director. Hearing my reasoning, is Any questions?
No.
Yeah, it sounds like a good timeline.
Okay. C and Marcel, are you good with these?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So, would someone like to move approval of these two timelines?
This is Lydia. I moved.
Okay. Any objection?
Second.
Okay. Any objection? Okay. Hearing none. Thank you very much. Number six is set next meeting date. Now, we need to have a meeting date in sooner than our regularly scheduled monthly meeting. And I thought I sent out this email. What I did, which I thought I did, is to have, I thought I reserved, I've been having internet issues. We need a meeting before our meeting, the 20th and the 23rd, our in-person meeting. Why didn't I? And the available dates here, we don't have much. We have July 17th, which is a Wednesday, July 17th, a Tuesday, or July 18th, a Wednesday.
No, isn't that right before we leave, we start traveling?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So that would not be
good.
Yeah,
that's not work.
Okay, so then we just approved the timeline, so we have a little breathing room there. So July 25th, the approval of the survey, I think we need to have a discussion as to what we're going to do. And as usual, I will try to come with as much ready as I can for approval. Is that okay with everybody, or do you guys...
Is that our regular date?
Our regular date is July 25th.
Yeah, let's just leave it. I wouldn't suggest moving it up.
Wouldn't move it. Okay, so that's set. We just have to work a little harder there. Okie dokie.
Yeah.
And we need to now review our action items. Were you subbing as secretary, Lydia?
No.
You weren't? Okay. All right. So, our action items, let me just find my agenda here. The working group for the ED and CFO is out job description. That's Lydia and Nia. Lydia is going to send me the question to ask the committee, to ask Dr. Manuel, and I will do that. That's our second action item. Aside from the working groups, you guys know what you have to do. I think that's it.
Good job.
It's hard to chair and do and do both here. Okay. So our last item is number 8, which is to adjourn to executive session. Before we go, do we have any questions? It's 9:44. I mean, we can go earlier. This way we get off the phone earlier. Is there any objection to adjourning to executive session?
We can go right to the call.
Oh, no.
Okay, hearing none. I will meet you on the other side. Everybody has the code. Marcel, you want me to call you and give it to you, or do you have it?
No, I have it. I just
you have it.
It in.
Okay. Thank you very much, ladies. Thank you very much.
We need you all on the call to make quorum. Thank you.
You're a great group. Thank
have
you.
It.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lydia.